Listen, Sean Hannity challenges John Fetterman to debate, bring your hoodie. By Joel B. Polak on August 22, 2022. Conservative radio host Sean Hannity challenged Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D., the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate in that state, to debate him on his program Monday after Fetterman used Hannity in a fundraising appeal to supporters. "He actually has a picture of me and Republican nominee, Dr. Mehmet Oz on my TV show," Hannity noted on his daily nationwide radio show. Hannity continued, my dudes, spent the entire time spreading BS, ooh, look at this. He said I lied about him, no, I told the truth about your positions. Johnny boy, can you please rush a donation of $25 right now to help me fight back against future Fox News attacks? We've got to counter Sean Hannity with as much grassroots support as possible. After describing the fundraising appeal, Hannity lit into Fetterman, attacking him for living off his parents until middle age, and lampooning what he described as his Fetterman's faux working class credentials, as well as his radical political record. It turns out John Fetterman is a spoiled, lazy trust fund brat, with a tattoo and hoodies. "That's all this guy is," Hannity said. "This guy's never had a real job his entire life." Breitbart Middle. Sean Hannity, August 22, 2022. Noting that Fetterman recently had a stroke, Hannity said, "I do wish him good health. He has campaigned the whopping 11- in Pennsylvania while Dr. Oz has been to nearly 200 separate stops, I believe, since the primary was over." Hannity then challenged to come out of his basement, where you're trying to hide just like Joe Biden, and to appear on his radio program for a full 3 hours, plus an hour on television on Fox News Hannity. "And then you can explain the positions that you've taken over the years, and your lazy lifestyle, and how you lived off your mama and your dada, and how you bought your sister's house for a buck, and your positions on heroin and everything in between." Hannity played several clips of Fetterman, including his stumbling speech as he re-emerged following his stroke, and his radical views, including his opposition to fracking, a major source of jobs and energy in Pennsylvania, his promise to eliminate the Senate filibuster, the only protection for the minority party, his refusal to support any restrictions on abortion, his support for safe injection sites and legalizing drugs, and his claim that releasing one-third of the prisoners in Pennsylvania would not have an impact on public safety. He also noted that Fetterman had once pulled a shotgun on an innocent black jogger, a scenario familiar from numerous tragic cases highlighted by the Black Lives Matter movement. "Come on, Mr. Tough Guy. Come on the program. Let's debate your positions," Hannity said. "Bring your hoodie, bring your tattoos, bring your spoiled trust fund brat crew with you, and come in my studio and debate me." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.